News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. When you hear that music, you know it's time for Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in a little early, keeping me company.
Well, you're welcome, yes. As you know, I enjoy our Monday mornings.
I do, too. It's always fun to have you here.
Yeah, well, great.
So it's really good, and you brought in the new downtown Pensacola's downtown crowd. As some of you may or may not know, Malcolm is the publisher and owner of Ballinger Publishing. And even though we don't talk about his publications much, I do want to say that that's so great when the Pensacola downtown crowd comes. As I use it, I save a copy and I carry it with me. Not only because of the nature of my job but also because I like to know what's going on. And this is one of the most comprehensive publications that tells you everything that's happening in Pensacola, and not only from your writers and your calendar of events, but also, quite frankly, because of all the advertising.
Yes.
So many of the local restaurants and businesses will advertise some of the special events they've going on. And as I was saying earlier, oh, my gosh, there is so much happening in the month of February besides the regular Valentine's Day and other things.
There is so much going on, not the least of them, PensaCon.
I didn't even get to that this morning when I was talking about it. Yeah, it's going to be the weekend of, we've got the Olympics starting this coming weekend. We've got the Super Bowl on Sunday, and then the next weekend will be February 20th and the 22nd is PensaCon. And I had Julio was on the show last week, Julio Diaz, talking about it. I didn't even realize how much it had expanded over the years. It's not just at the Bay Center anymore.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No. There are events really all over town.
And I mean, I know the Fish House does a big event for it. And we've got the ladies coming on this week to talk about what they're doing.
Yes,
so
they have a Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, and it was funny because I really learned from Julio. I really, to be honest, I thought it was more sci-fi, but I'm finding out that it's even broader than that. It's comics. It's fantasy. It's things like Harry Potter. So I was thinking more Star Wars, to me, the sort of out there, out of the universe kind of stuff. But it actually is broader than that.
Yeah, you look at the list of guests, and they're from all kinds of genres, is the right word?
Yeah, that's the right word, from movies to TV. I thought it was interesting. Starsky and Hutch. Those guys are coming. And for people, and Andrew's show was talking about references to things people have no idea what you're talking about. That might be one of them.
That TV show.
Yes. But, Pam Grier's going to be there, and she's another icon.
I remember.
I know. These are people from way back when, you know. So it'll be, but just such a, I mean, and you can go to their website, and it's pensacon.com. And they have everybody that's coming. They have all the different events. And they utilize the whole Civic Center. They have rooms where you can meet the celebrities, you know, upstairs where the meeting rooms are.
Yeah.
They have a whole bunch of activities and events and seminars and stuff going on over at Wright Street, Wright Place, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty neat. So you definitely want to check that
out. And most of the businesses, as you pointed out, are doing some sort of PensaCon feature.
Absolutely.
Some element.
Absolutely.
Of it.
So that'll be fun. But there's a lot happening even before that.
Well, of course. There's,
we got the Mardi Gras Mambo event coming up Saturday, the 12th, which is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm not familiar with the artist. But
well, that, I was laughing with somebody today because they were talking about, Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka Flames coming. I said, who? What? The Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka Flame and the Ming Yang.
Sounds like it might be some sort of disease from somewhere.
Don't say that. It's the band. That's not nice.
Yeah. Can we delete that? Can we back
we'll
up and delete
that? We'll go back and edit that out in the podcast.
Yeah.
But but that should be fun. And then I was just saying, Malcolm, there's so much happening. But this Saturday is the Pensacola Double Bridge Run.
Yes.
With the Pensacola Sports
Alliance. A last show. I'm otherwise occupied this coming weekend.
You're sleeping in on Saturday morning? Is that the occupation?
Well, I'm sleeping in because I'm attending a very swanky wedding on Saturday evening.
Oh, that's nice. So it's interesting to get married in February. That seems almost an unusual time.
I've got to dust off my tux. It's so swanky.
Well, I've seen you. Don't you wear your tux when you go to the opera?
Yes. No, not to the opera. It's I reserve the tux for very special occasions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Although, as you know, I do enjoy wearing my tux and
I think that might be a British thing.
Yeah.
Because the Brits are typically, just in the way you speak, is more formal.
Yeah, we're a little stuffy.
Well, I was using the word formal, but if you want to go with stuffy.
Yes.
I can go with stuffy.
But a warning to all the guys out there,
mm-hmm.
remember what is coming on the 14th.
This is not too late to get those flowers ordered. Now is the time, because there's lots of discounts I noticed this weekend. I was getting all kinds of flower ads on my social media pages. And there's a lot of, what's going on for Valentine's? A lot?
Well, funny you should say that.
Is there a page in Downtown Crowd about Valentine's?
Eight, in Downtown Crowd.
Okay.
It says,
oh, look at that.
Pensacola is for lovers.
Aww.
10 out-of-the-box date ideas for Valentine's Day.
Oh, this is great.
So I think most ladies, our sweeties, like to go out and eat.
Yeah.
I think that's a given.
Do something special.
Yeah. You know, it's not a McDonald's, but something a little bit more upscale. Yeah.
Something special.
And so these are in addition that you
mm-hmm.
can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't necessarily have to spend a fortune. You can come up with a romantic thing to do that doesn't cost you a lot.
Yeah. Just something different. Out of, as we say here, out of the box.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like some of these ideas that they have. One of them, see, I like the ones that are sort of romantic. And this one says, cozy up with a night under the stars.
Hmm.
So there are some places on Scenic Highway where they have these benches that look out over the bay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So if you went out there at sunset on Valentine's Day.
Another good place would
there.
Be behind Wahoo Stadium.
Yes, that's beautiful, too. You can really see a beautiful sunset there.
Yes.
Or you could go out to Pensacola Beach.
Mm.
It's beautiful out there, especially this time of year. It's not crowded.
Carrie and I like to go when it's warm to Sunset Grill in Perdido Key.
Oh.
Magnificent sunsets.
I don't know that I've ever been there.
It's well worth the trip.
Huh, that's a good idea for Valentine's Day. What do you usually do for Carrie on Valentine's Day?
We just go out and have a very nice meal.
Mm-hmm.
I must say I'm not very creative in that respect. I need to change that. We need to find something.
Do flowers, Malcolm?
She's probably listening now, so I'm sort of locked in.
Flowers, Malcolm?
Oh, dear.
Malcolm. Malcolm Ballinger. Are you kidding me? Carrie, I'll take care of it.
Well, technically not flowers.
Technically not. Excuse me?
A plant. In a, no?
This is like getting somebody, oh, honey, I got your washer and dryer because you wanted one for Christmas. Are you kidding me, Malcolm?
You mean they get mad because they wanted a vacuum cleaner?
Not a plant. Yeah, we got to have a conversation, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know, Brits aren't very creative.
But that's just baloney.
It sounds good to me.
It's just baloney. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, we're going to talk about some of the other fun Valentine's things you can do.
Yeah.
But you can find out, if you're hard up for some ideas, and it doesn't have to be expensive, and you know what? If you can't afford flowers, honestly, a beautiful plant is fine. Because it would last longer than the flowers.
For Carrie, I got a plant in a heart-shaped pot.
Okay. Well, all right. That's better.
I thought that was pretty imaginative.
That's not bad.
On my part.
That's good. Okay, as long as the heart was involved, that's okay. And it will last longer.
Yeah, because Carrie killed the plants.
Probably shouldn't have said that either.
I probably shouldn't have said that. Because she listens to every show.
Oh, gosh. I've been working on this guy for years. I'm not having him a positive
effect. Open mouth, insert foot.
All right. We will be back. Of course, if you have some ideas for Valentine's Day, you can certainly send those in on 850-20. This is Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Forgot to turn off the mic. You heard Malcolm asked me.
Did you watch the Grammys?
Yes, I did.
And so did I.
And it was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm using that word loosely.
I've thought for some time that I'm sort of out of the mainstream of music. And clearly last night illustrated that. Although there were some artists that I enjoyed. I didn't suffer through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy Lady Gaga.
She's just...
She has a very, very good voice. So why on earth did she wear that?
I knew that was coming.
Was it a lampshade?
I don't know what
or
it was.
A beehive or something on her, obscured her face. You see...
But that's all that. It's very eccentric, very whatever. It's, you know.
Well, I think she needs to understand that I was thinking more about that ridiculous hat than I was listening to the music. So it takes away from the performance. Just my 10 cents worth.
Right, right. Well, what I was sharing with Malcolm during the break is that I love music. I was in the, you know, when I was in radio years ago, I was in music radio, you know, the top 40 basically format. And that's what I've always been. So I always felt pretty proud of myself, always being on top of everything. Clearly, watching the Grammys last night, I'm not. I didn't know who half the artists were. Yeah. And I still feel like I keep, you know, pretty abreast of it. But I was telling Malcolm, one of the things I've always liked about the Grammys was, and even when I was younger, I mean, I always appreciated when they had the younger artists on, but I love the fact that they would feature country and they would feature jazz and they would feature symphony. I mean, they would feature all music.
And even a little opera from time to time.
And some opera. They would have different people from different genres. And so I loved it and they even had some of the, the spoken word albums and things like that were also given prizes and lifetime achievement awards where you really got a sense of maybe somebody, maybe not somebody that's a singer, but someone perhaps, I saw a special on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday was talking about this guy who's written all the jingles for all the TV shows over the years. He's been in the business for 60 years and nobody knows his name or who he is. And he's probably written more songs that we know. And here was, and I love those kinds of stories, and they used to do that.
You know, one of the things that bugged me was that there seems to be a competition, particularly amongst the guys, to wear the most ridiculous outfit. And I noticed, I think it was Jamie Foxx, had this enormous white hat. Now, I understand if you want to make a fool of yourself with a ridiculous hat. That's fine.
It's,
the problem is, what about the guy that's sitting behind you and can't see a thing because of your ridiculous hat?
That's a sign. That's what my parents would say. And I was sitting there watching, and I was laughing to myself. I thought, oh, God, I sound like my mom. Because my mom was, I just don't like the music. And then I could hear in my mind, I thought, if they could just learn a different dance, but right now every single act had the same dance of shaking your booty.
Yeah.
And here I was sounding like, I thought, okay, I'm enough. I've seen enough. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm turning into my mother. I'm turning into my mom.
It suggests to me that those people that wear those ridiculous clown suits, I'll call them. Maybe I'm overstating a little bit. But it seems to me they don't have a whole lot of talent, so they have to say, look at me.
Well, some do, but if someone like now Lady Gaga has proven herself to be a
tremendous talent.
Tremendous talent.
Yeah.
But I think she does. She's making this effort to stay hip and to be current. I mean, this is about her album that you know that she won Album of the Year or whatever. Remember, she's the one that wore the meat dress.
Yeah.
All those years ago. Was it to the Oscars or something? One of the award shows, and it was such a scandal. But that got her name out there, and then once she was able to get her name out there, then she really realized, I mean, she's probably one of the most talented people in the world.
The other thing I'm choosing my words carefully.
Okay.
The other thing was that just about everyone had some sort of opinion to express.
Oh. Well, when they do that on award shows.
And no matter what the opinion is, whether you agree with it or not, I don't think we want to know. We're there to watch an award show, not get political opinions from very highly paid stars that are kind of in their castles somewhere that really don't understand what's happening on a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a day. Now, you know, we don't necessarily disagree with what they say sometimes, but please keep it to yourself or use another venue.
You know, but what's funny when you say that, it reminds me of all the award shows over the years. It always seems to be one of those things that happened. I'll never forget. I think it was Marlon Brando when he won the Academy Award, and the woman came out and spoke on behalf of, I can't remember the, it was something to do with Native Americans, and it was a very big topic at the time. And just about every show probably has one or two people that do that.
Well, the last couple of years or so, it's really been toned down. Mm-hmm. There's not been so much of it.
That's true.
In fact, I think I remarked at the Oscars. Was it last year or the year before? Anyway, one of those shows, maybe the Emmys, where there was, I don't think, any of it. Mm-hmm. But it's back again.
Right. I don't know. It's difficult times right now. I suspect it's part of it. But I do, I like I said, it's changed, but it's not meant for me. And interestingly enough, I guess it's been on CBS for 54 years. Mm-hmm. This was the last broadcast on CBS.
So going
I don't know where they're going to.
ABC.
ABC, is that it? Yeah. Okay. So that was interesting. So I don't know. I have to change with the times.
Yeah, I guess we need to get more hip.
Hip.
But I won't wear one of those ridiculous hats.
Okay, we have to start with something.
Mm-hmm.
The word hip is out.
Oh, okay.
If you have to get more hip, you're probably behind the ball, curveball. All right, this will make you feel better. One of our listeners just sent this in. It says, good morning. I have never seen Malcolm in person, but love to hear him talk and saw his picture in Pensacola Magazine. Wow, wow.
Oh.
Very handsome.
Can you feel me going red? With
yes, I love it. So that's very sweet. Thanks for setting that in. And we did get another text, which we can address a little bit here. But one of our listeners wanted to know, what are you hearing about how businesses on Palafox are doing during the shutdown? That's a great question.
That is a wonderful question. Thank you. It gets us sort of back to where we should be focused. Talking to local businesses, it has had an effect. There's no doubt about it. And not only have I heard from the some of the restaurant owners in particular, but I've noticed it too. I spend a lot of time downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've been out to dinner or to lunch, definitely traffic is down. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it. Now, having said that, the weather probably is having a little bit of an effect
no
too.
No doubt.
I hope and my belief is that over the next few weeks, as the weather gets better, people begin to understand that it really doesn't affect a whole lot. I've said this many, many times, and I'll say it again, that most businesses, particularly on the north end of Palafox Street, people go to the business from the back.
Right.
The Jefferson Street or mm-hmm. Balin Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, when I go to Palafox Street, I go through the Jefferson Street parking mm-hmm. garage mm-hmm. and
yeah.
to the and my observation is that most people do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really affect you, particularly when the city parking mm-hmm. is free. So I think it'll get better. But to answer the question, yes, it's had a very definite impact.
Mm. Okay, well, we will be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing.
We have some ice hockey tickets to give away. Do we have time?
Yes, we'll have to do that in just a minute when we come back. We'll do it
okay.
real quick. Okay, thank you so much. We'll be back with Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk. Just realize we've got two sets of tickets to give away for the Pensacola Ice Flyers game this weekend. So, Malcolm, do your question. We're trying to do this
Friday,
really quickly.
Friday, jersey giveaway night. Saturday, military appreciation night.
Nice.
Text in your name and email address.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to this very difficult question.
Okay.
What Mardi Gras event happens every Tuesday for the next few weeks?
Okay, right going on right now in downtown Pensacola.
Yes, you mentioned it earlier.
Yes, I did.
And the first caller gets choice of tickets. Second caller gets the other one.
Okay.
450-437-1620.
So do that right now. We just have a minute or two left. First two coming in, I am going to be announcing those ticket winners. And if we don't get you in before that, I'll announce them as we come out of the news in the next segment. Okay? So because we're just about out of time. But, again, the two tickets, 850-437-1620. We're still waiting.
Was that question too difficult?
Yes.
It's something to do with second something.
Okay, Vicky. Oh. Vicky's the winner for the first round of tickets, Vicky. So that is she guessed it right?
Yep.
Second line Tuesday. So Vicky
yes.
is one of our winners. Whoever texts in next will be the next winner. 850-437-1620.
Vicky, let us know which night you want.
That's right. So, well, Vicky, I will text you to find out which night you prefer, Friday or Saturday.
Boy, time flies.
I know. I can't believe it. Waiting for that next texter. Here we go. Second line. The winner is Tim. Tim, you got your tickets for the next night. So I'll text you and we'll find out what you did. So thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Pep Talk. Thank you, Malcolm.
You're welcome. Thank you.